Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome to the Grace Learning Lab, where we are introducing a tool, not a rule, a tool called Take 10 for us. It's an acronym, T-E-N, and it's basically the prayer of reflection, which has been called a variety of things throughout history, but it has been a tool to kind of, you know, to use forever. So,
yes.
Bill?
Yeah.
Tell us what it is.
Yeah, that's right. The goal of this learning lab is to give you a couple of tangible practices that you can do that we believe will help you deepen in your joy of the experience of the grace of God. And so this is one of them. It's the individual practice, the prayer of reflection, like you said. Take 10. The idea is you take 10 minutes at the end of the day or at the beginning of the next day. To look back on your day and ask essentially three questions. Number one, God, where were you giving me gifts today, showing me kindness through the day that maybe I even blew by and didn't recognize? And I want to make sure, one of the phrases we use around here is, I want to make sure that I trace the gift to you, the giver, and give you thanks for it. And man, when we live with that kind of gratitude, tracing his gifts to him, it just deepens our joy, our worship, our gratitude. So, yeah, pretty self-explanatory.
Right, yeah, that first one to the T being thank is pretty self-explanatory. When sometimes when I say something like that to students, they'll think gift. Like, they'll think, like, oh, you gave me a Chick-fil-A gift card.
Yeah.
But it is like when you begin to look at, you know, you said the kindnesses, those moments in your day where it's like, okay, God, I'm going to reflect back, I'm going to think back, and there was a gift. It might have been a kind word or someone encouraging you at the right time, or these are the gifts of the Father.
And that's so, right. That's, yeah, for me the other day, it was even just enjoying the beauty of the world God made. I was in North Carolina with Christine, my wife, and we were enjoying the mountains, hiking, and just tangibly thanking him specifically for the gift of the world that he made. And man, yeah. Love it. So
yeah, it's good.
Yeah. And then the E is enjoy, to ask, Lord, where did you enjoy me today? Seems kind of like a strange question. It's not one that I grew up asking myself. You know, I can kind of think of God tolerates me, or he loves me because he kind of has to love me. It's who he is. But this idea of God enjoying me, delighting in me, is one that's harder for me to get at. And yet such a strong biblical concept, Isaiah 62, where God says, as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so will I rejoice over you. Zephaniah 3:17, again, the Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. What a picture. Yeah. God rejoicing over us with singing. Yeah. So those are just a couple examples. And Jesus in Luke 12, don't be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. It's the Father's delight to give us the kingdom. So just to ask, Lord, where were you enjoying me today? When I did that exercise in North Carolina, when that morning I had just been enjoying his creation, looking back on that day, I just thought, I had the sense the Lord was saying in my heart, Bill, as you delighted in my creation and you were delighting in me, I was delighting in your delighting. Of that. You know what I mean? Like, as you loved and celebrated and gave me thanks for the world that I made, oh, that just fills my heart with joy. It's like giving someone a gift that you love and you know they're going to love the gift, and watching him open it and like, whoa, no way. That God takes that kind of delight in me. So that E of enjoy can be a really meaningful one.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked a lot in these podcasts, and I've made it clear that this is not my strength to see where God would enjoy me. Mm-hmm. But it is fun. I like to think of it as like, the proud papa moment almost. Mm-hmm. Like, I have three boys, and so like when I'm watching one of my boys respond to a situation in a kingdom way, like mm-hmm. as God would respond to a situation, it's like, oh, yeah, and it's like, and I, you know, hey man, you did a great, it's a very similar experience. Like, as he's watching me throughout the day and I get to reflect on the day, if he's watching me and there's a moment where he's like, you carried the kingdom there. You were an image bearer there. You were like, yeah, that's kind of this, like, he enjoys me right there in that day. Like, and that it's good. It's cool. It's cool. I don't, it's hard, but it's a good one. Yes. So we have thank, we have enjoy.
Yep.
And then what's the N?
The N
takes 10.
Stands for, where did I need your grace, God, which includes your forgiveness? Where did I blow it? Where was I not walking in your purposes? Where was my heart and my thoughts not reflecting your heart and your thoughts, my words not reflecting your heart, those kinds of things. So where did I need your grace, your forgiveness, and your transforming work in my heart? Because I'm not yet who you will one day make me to be in fullness. You'll complete the work someday, but I'm not there yet. So Lord, where do I need your transforming work? And just to confess those shortcomings, those failures, sometimes unintentional and sometimes intentional, and just ask for his forgiveness. And again, some people would push back on that, like, why do you need to ask God's forgiveness when he's already said he'll forgive you and all those kinds of things? But Jesus teaches us to do this in the Lord's Prayer. Yeah. This prayer that he says, pray like this, which includes give us today our daily bread. So it's an ongoing prayer that we pray day to day. And the very next line, forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. Forgive us, Lord, for the ways that we failed you, because that provides an opportunity for us to receive his grace mm-hmm. for that sin, not just some generalized, I forgive all your sin, but Bill, I forgave that one when you failed in that way, and your heart was not reflecting my heart. I forgive you for that, and you're clean before me, and it's really, really meaningful.
Yeah. When I think about the need one, I mean, this is where I've said I'm good. Like, I can look through my day. I can see where I've not walked in the way that he would want me to walk. And it is, you know, there's two ways to conceptualize it. One is I'm focusing on my sin, but there's another where it's like, no, his grace is sufficient for me. And in my weakness, he is made strong, and I get to tap into that strength that is, it's, he provides the daily bread for me to kind of step in and walk into it. And that need is super important. Mm-hmm. Bill, there's a fourth part to this that didn't make the acronym, and that is scripture. And it can be really hard if you don't have a couple anchor scriptures, especially when you're looking at need. When you look at need, you can all of a sudden turn inward. I'm this, I'm terrible, I'm the worst. And we have to have scripture to remind us of who we are. Tell me one of the scriptures that might fit that bill for you.
One of my favorites. Fit the bill. I get it. One of my favorites has been Psalm 103, verses 11 and 12, where God says, as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. So I love just taking a walk, looking up at the sky, thinking, how high are the heavens above the earth? It's like infinite. That's how high your love is for me. And how far is the east from the west? It's infinite. That's how far you've taken my sin away from me. Thank you, Lord. So yeah, it's so good to ground your receiving of his grace in promises that he's made in his word.
Yeah. So that's the prayer of reflection.
That's it.
The acronym is helpful. Take 10, thank, enjoy, need. We do want to say here at the end that there is For all you rule followers out there, you don't have to be that much of a rule follower. For example, when I do this, I tend to start every time with, you know, talking to God about his character. It's just a thing I picked up from the Lord's Prayer. Hallowed be your name. I always start. That's why you hear me say, God, you're good, you're big, you're strong. It's my way of acknowledging his character. I do go into thank. I tend to lump enjoy and need together. You know, as I walk through my day, there's moments in the day that have clout, and I tend to walk through those together to kind of do it. The principle is to take time every day to invite God into your life and to reflect on your life and to say, hey, where do I need your grace? It's to get to know him and to get to know his grace. So if you need it to be take 10, awesome. If you need it to be take tangerine, awesome. What, take tango? And there's a lot of these we can do. But whatever you need, like you say, it's a tool. Not a rule. I like that little quippy saying. So, all right, everybody, you're the best. Have a good one. See ya. Bye.
Yeah, that's tighter, I think, and thank you.